News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
842, Galesburg's Morning News. The month of June is Dairy Month. And each year at this time, we get a chance to chat with Monica Nyman. She is a senior nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Monica, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
It seems like forever since we've seen you.
It has been a while since I've seen anyone, so I'm really happy that I'm able to travel again and really do a lot of in-person interviews, especially since we're just kicking off June Dairy Month, so it's been pretty exciting.
Yeah, when we were talking off the air a little bit, but because usually you go around and you do a lot of radio or newspaper interviews, and nothing's been in person for a while, so it's nice to have you back out and about again.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, June is Dairy Month, and first off, why do we celebrate? I mean, you know, some things are obvious. Cheese, number one, milk loaf. It's obvious, but talk about why and how this all got started.
Sure, this has been going on for a really long time. So back in 1937, they decided to start National Milk Month because the cows were grazing on all that rich green grass. They were producing a lot more milk, and so they had to figure out a way to sort of promote that, to use all of that extra milk up. And then in 1939, the name changed to June Dairy Month. We have been calling it that ever since, which I think is pretty fascinating if you think about how long ago June Dairy Month dates back. But really, you know, we try to honor the hardworking dairy farmers every month in our radio interviews, but it just gives us a chance to give them a little extra shout out to and really just remind listeners that dairy is an important part of a healthy diet and that we do need 3 servings each and every day in our diet.
Do you get your 3 servings in?
One and a half so far.
But I mean, not on a normal basis. I would say I probably do because I obviously have milk with my cereal in the morning.
Yeah, and creamer going on over here.
Sometimes
I did a shot of nacho cheese on my way.
Sometimes yogurt. Now, see, cheese is not the problem. That's easy to get.
Yeah, especially you know the serving sizes really aren't that big if you think about it. So just a cup of milk is a serving, and then only a little 1.5 ounces of cheese. So I think that's pretty easy to get in if you love cheese because. It's hard to eat only 1.5 ounces.
Well, extra can't hurt, right? Just a little. That's the thing. Let's talk. You know, there are obviously some health benefits. You know, I know a lot of things. One of the first things we think of is calcium.
Right.
But that's not all.
Right. So that's probably the one thing that most people are familiar with. You know, just growing up, you think, oh, drink your milk. It's healthy for your bones and your teeth. I mentioned the 3 servings a day. That actually comes from the dietary guidelines, which get reviewed every 5 years. And those new recommendations just came out in January. They're still recommending 3 servings of dairy. That's all based on science. And so one of the reasons is because there's a lot of research that shows eating dairy foods and drinking milk is associated with lower levels of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, lowering blood pressure, lowering levels of inflammation, and then, of course, the improved bone health. But if you think about the number of Americans that have type 2 diabetes and heart disease, those are really the top 2. You know, you can really help improve what's going on with those chronic diseases just by eating a healthier diet, including dairy.
See, I don't ever remember Elsie the Borden cow telling me about those things. I just remember her talking about the calcium and building strong bones and strong bodies.
And just like everything with, you know, things change, even in the nutrition world. I've been working as a dietitian for over 18 years now, and we've seen some significant changes on what recommendations are. But that's where, you know, science helps us with that. We do research and we figure out new things. And those recommendations, you know, haven't changed. They are still recommending 3 servings a day.
Monica Nyman is a senior nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. June Dairy Month, it's happening now, and we're talking dairy. You know, pet peeve of mine, you go through the milk section or even hearing people talk or drinking or using these products that call themselves milk, but they didn't come from anything you could milk. Like there are like tree nuts or plants that you can't milk, but they're calling themselves milk, and you don't get the same nutritional value as you do from dairy.
Right. So we refer to those as alternative beverages. Some of the companies have taken the word milk off of the label, but there's still a lot out there. They should, yes. But that's confusing for consumers because they're packaged like milk, they're in the dairy case, and they say milk on the label. So it is very confusing. So a couple of things I just wanted to mention about those. They're plant-based drinks. That doesn't mean that you can't have them. I've tried a lot of them, but what I'm trying to teach people is that they're not the same as cow's milk. They're not a direct replacement for a serving of dairy if you're consuming a serving of an alternative beverage. A couple things about them. A lot of people think that they're healthier, that their main ingredient is that plant, but actually the main ingredient is actually water. They put a lot of things in there. So if you take a peek at the ingredient label, it'll have sometimes up to 10 ingredients added to it. When you compare that to milk, it just says milk, and then they do add vitamins A and vitamin D. So this month for June Dairy Month, our campaign is really dare to compare. So take a look at your labels and really figure out what that product is giving you versus a regular cow's milk.
You know, one of the things, and I think we've discussed this before, but one of the things you probably hear a lot, while I drink this type of quote-unquote milk or that type and not dairy milk because of lactose intolerance. Well, that's not what you have to do. There, you can still have your dairy, but there are other alternatives that are not alternative beverage, though.
Right. And lactose intolerance is really actually a topic that I love to teach people about because I think your first thing is I'm not going to drink milk anymore. I'm just going to buy something else in the store. And it's usually an alternative beverage. But if you suffer from lactose intolerance, which is the kind of abdominal GI side effects of not being able to consume lactose, which is in all milk, two suggestions. Number one, get lactose-free products. Those are regular dairy products. They add in a lactase enzyme, so you will see that on the ingredient label. That basically is mimicking what your intestine is supposed to be doing, and you will not have any symptoms. The second thing that you can do that's super easy and what I actually recommend to a lot of people because it actually is a little bit less expensive, you can buy the over-the-counter lactase enzyme pills. You can get them at any store. You can get name brand or generic. You take that right before you eat a dairy product, and it does the same exact thing. It's that enzyme that your body's not producing. It will digest that lactose down, and you can pick any dairy foods. It doesn't have to be a lactose-free. Then it gives you a lot more options.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And I guess, you know, there's this saying out there, dare to compare. How do you dare to compare? And it's, as you mentioned, even with the case of somebody's lactose intolerance, look at the label, look at the ingredients. And then when it comes to comparing to these other alternative products, I mean, whether it's regular milk or the milk without the lactose in it, look at the ingredients because milk, it's milk. There's no sugar. There's no additives. But these others, they have to add things to make it taste, which doesn't taste like milk, but tastes something like something that you can even consume.
Right. The other thing I wanted to mention along those same lines is that when you're buying milk from the grocery store, and the only difference is going to be the fat content. So what I mean is the red lid or the blue lid or the pink lid. Okay, the only difference in those is the fat and the calories. But it doesn't matter what brand you're purchasing from what store. It doesn't matter. That one cup of milk is always, always going to give you the same exact nutrients. It's going to have 8 grams of protein. It's going to have 30% calcium, all those vitamins and minerals. But when you're purchasing alternative beverages, those are all over the place. And it's even hard for us to, you know, we created this handout that you can get on our website. It's kind of a side-by-side. And we had to just use averages because they were all so very different. So definitely look at your labels. The other thing I wanted to mention is that cow's milk is going to cost about 2 to 3 times less than these products. So if there really isn't a need for you to be consuming them, and you're, you know, you're watching your budget, cow's milk is going to be an affordable product for you. It's going to give you lots of nutrition. It runs about 25 cents a cup on average.
Tyler, you were wrong. See, it doesn't matter if it's generic or store brand milk or name brand milk. It didn't, those generics didn't come from the poor cow that didn't have enough grass to eat. They all come from the same cow.
Well, I guess milk doesn't discriminate.
Not at all. Not at all. Monica Nyman, senior nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, joining us here this morning. June Dairy Month is going on. You know, you talked about, you know, looking at labels and ingredients and the fat. And obviously, I think with your young kids growing, and they do need more of the fat. I mean, probably better off drinking the whole milk, right? I mean,
yeah. So whole milk after they get off of, you know, baby formula or breast milk is really important for brain development. And then as they get a little bit older, you can switch them over to just a low fat milk, but they really shouldn't be drinking skim milk at a really young age. And then, you know, once they get into, you know, elementary school, junior high, you have to really evaluate their entire diet of where they're getting, you know, fat and calories from. The one thing that I've noticed, and this is normal, as kids get older, they tend to consume less milk, especially in high school. And now I gotta say this out loud, my son is going to be in high school next year, and I'm seeing that. It's like there's so many choices for him, and when he goes places, you know, and trying just to teach him that he does still need to drink milk with his meals or get his dairy in, but then there's just, it kind of explodes for them with different options. And so that definitely is a problem as far as getting calcium in those kids that age, because they have so many things to choose from.
You know, I understand now why I always get the question, were you served skim milk as a child? Now I know. Now I get it. that brain development just didn't happen. It does answer a lot.
Is that going to be your new excuse, Tom?
That's it. Sorry, I was given skim milk as a child. That's why I'm this way. Monica Nyman from the St. Louis District Dairy Council joining us here this morning. Well, and we've talked about this also, and you know, like with chocolate milk. Recovery after a workout, with, you know, find the right brand or whatever the flavor you like. But that's one that's been pushed as well. It's like, you know, get your Gatorade, this or that, you know, lots of sodium in those, in the sports drinks of that, and lots of sugar. Not that way with the chocolate milk.
Yeah. So, we call it, our program is called Power Up with Chocolate Milk. So we work with a lot of high school coaches. But really the nutrition behind that, for those of you that may not have heard that before, is that chocolate milk does have electrolytes. It's not packaged that way where your sports drinks will say, oh, I'm packed full of electrolytes. But guess what? Nutrients like potassium and calcium and magnesium, those are all considered electrolytes. So chocolate milk has that. It has protein in it, 8 grams for a cup, and that helps with muscle recovery, where your sports drinks, if they don't have protein, then they sometimes add like a powder. So that, you know, this is a naturally occurring protein. And the third thing is that it has carbohydrates. So you actually need those simple sugars to replenish those glycogen stores after you work out. And I'm not talking about just like going for a walk. This is like a pretty intense, you know, cardio workout or running or weightlifting. So those three components are found naturally in chocolate milk, but it doesn't have to be chocolate. It could be a flavored, like a strawberry milk, or, you know, if you put the chocolate powder in a white milk and stir it up at home, just to give it that extra sugar.
June Dairy Month is happening now, and I know you encourage people to celebrate in one way or another. I mean, I've celebrated many times already. I mean, ice cream is a great way to celebrate, right? I mean, why not? Why not? But there's so many different things you can do, and actually to, I guess, also encourage your children, and you know, maybe whether the, you know, things like maybe find out a dairy farm that gives tours, and maybe you'll find out something you didn't know, and your kids as well. And, you know, there is, honestly, I can say, having toured dairy farms when I was younger, the fresh milk out of the cooler on the dairy farm, there is nothing like that.
except for they can't give that to you anymore.
Oh, you can't do it anymore? Oh, my
I know.
Gosh,
but that makes a good point that milk is very safe and they have so many policies and procedures in place. I can guarantee you if you go to a dairy farm, they will not be dipping any milk out of their milk container for you anymore. So that was the old days, Tom, but they're not able to do that anymore. Back when I was a kid.
We walked all the way out there, too. It was middle of winter. Bring a dairy dish to your backyard cookout. I mean, because we're going to be having all those 4th of July's coming up. It's past June, but it doesn't matter. You celebrate year-round, right?
Yes. You can try new dairy recipes. Yeah. There's so many new products always in the market, in the grocery store, of different flavors. I always see new things when I go to the grocery store, and it's like I try to stay on top of what is being sold, but it just depends on what store it is and what brand it is. But a couple other things that you can do to help celebrate June Dairy Month. I mentioned that brochure. It's called Milk the Real Deal. If you're really interested in taking a look at those alternative beverages compared to milk, that's on our website. We have lots of fun activities for your kids, lots of recipes. You can also take a picture of your family and friends enjoying some kind of a dairy. Maybe it's a cup of milk after a workout, and you can tag us on social media. Our handle is STL Dairy Council, and that is both on Facebook and Instagram.
The milk mustache picture is always a good one, too.
Those are cute. Those are
harder,
cute.
Harder to do with skim milk, but still, they're good. They're good.
What
pictures.
You do, the trick is you mix a little ice cream with that milk, and then it really sticks on the upper lip. See? So you'll have to try that.
That's a genius idea. That is genius. And you're always, you can find recipes at website stldairycouncil.org. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram, STL Dairy Council. We talk about a recipe. How about this simple iced coffee? And, you can get your dairy there as well.
You can. And one of the reasons that I picked this recipe was because I've noticed a lot of these different coffee shops, they're offering all these alternative beverages too. But guess what? You can put just a cold white milk in your iced coffee drinks, and it tastes not only delicious because it's so creamy, but it gives you all of those nutrients that I mentioned. It gives you the 8 grams of protein, all the calcium. So it's a half a cup of cold brew coffee. Just use your leftover from yesterday morning. Just save it. A fourth of a cup of whatever kind of milk you prefer, whether it's skim or whole milk or 2%. A little bit of flavored syrup, and that's where you can kind of mix and match and kind of make it your own. We have a caramel at home, and I think some kind of a chocolate cake batter that my husband ordered online, and then just a little bit of vanilla. So just stir all that together, top it with ice, mix it all together. You could even put a little splash of whipped topping on the top, and it's really tasty, but also nutritious, and that's really the goal.
So, and if you want recipes and you're thinking, well, I'd like to do something different with dairy, and how can I add some dairy then into the diet for the kids and the family, whatever the case may be. Again, stldairycouncil.org is the website. If you have questions, info@stldairycouncil.org. June Dairy Month. Monica, I always appreciate you taking some time with us, and the best of luck in your travels back at it again after a year.
It's exciting. I'm really happy to be out seeing all of my contacts and just feeling a little more sense of normalcy these days.
So. Absolutely. Monica Nyman, Senior Nutrition Educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Enjoy Dairy Month. Monica, thanks for coming by this morning.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.